John, tell me what you want. Hey,
Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight.
Matt,
Joanna, making all the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy.
You talking to John, but he ain't talking to me. Turn that mic back up, though, huh?
Joanna,
hey.
Joanna,
how you do me like Joanna? Joanna, how you gonna do me like Joanna? Joanna,
hey Joanna,
hey Joanna, Joanna, ay ay ay, hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba? Drogba, how you gonna do me like Drogba? Drogba, oh DJ Drogba.
They ain't been at Boom on them Saturday nights, huh?
Yeah, DJ Jogba.
What he say?
Jogba. Joanna,
don't know what he talking about, but I'm moving
the music. Busy tonight. Joanna, making all that dummy tonight.
I'm done with that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Alexander Taylor Show. I am Alexander Taylor himself. Ask me why I repeated that. I don't know why. My man John in the building.
What's good? What's good?
You know what I'm talking about? He ain't been in the building in a minute. It's been a hot minute. Where you been at? That's the real question.
Shit.
I don't know if I can trust you no more. You might be the feds got a wire on you.
Don't even play me like that.
Bro, I ain't going to play you like that, bro. But where you been, though, bro? I don't know if the feds got you, if you been telling. I don't know what you been doing.
No, I ain't been hot.
You ain't been hiding.
You.
My boy John in the building. You got to hear the gunshots when you come in the building. Keep playing them, hoes.
But I've been on a mission trying to get shit going.
Yeah, bro, I feel you. Aren't we all? Mm-hmm. Aren't we all? We out here trying to hustle. Get to that paper. But yeah, bro, I ain't have you on in a minute, bro. I'm happy to see you in front of me.
Sure, I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to be here. Bless.
Trying to get life right, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think people need to understand that life come and go, so you better hustle.
Better get on it.
Better get on it, bro. You better.
Time don't wait.
You feel me? Shit, one thing we can talk about, though, it's perfect right now. Shit, my man LeVar better be gone for a year.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
It went by like that.
I feel like he's still here, though.
Oh, definitely. He had the energy, though, when he was here.
Yeah.
To where even though he gone, he's still for that energy, still for them vibes. Mm-hmm. That bro was so positive. Energy was different. It was just, it's crazy to think about, though, because it's like, you know that feeling when you see LeVar, bro? You just instantly get happy in the motherfucker, because you know that, you know what he on.
Yeah.
You better
just
be.
Brings that positive vibe.
Yeah.
Like you up.
You know you finna be laughing, talking about some motivational shit,
mm-hmm.
some life shit. You ain't about to be on no bullshit with him.
You about to be turned up.
Turned up, bro. That man is so fun, bro. That's what I'm saying. I still feel his energy here. That's what's crazy, though. It's been a year, and it don't even feel like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't
and
feel
like
it.
I'm happy, like, he got the music, too, like, so you can still feel like you're a part of him, you know?
Yeah. It's just unfortunate, because it's like, I don't know, like, him passing away, I feel like you could really tell how much the city fucked with him.
For real, you could tell
why he was here, but when he passed, I was like, oh, shit, like, he really knew everybody, or I should say everybody knew him.
Yeah, he was connected with a lot of people.
That nigga had connections, bro. It was, because what I felt like it was, like, out of our friend group, I had that thought in my head, like, I'm trying to catch up to him. Like, I feel like we all was low-key trying to get on his vibe because he was on a different wave. He always been like that, though, since we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
He was always on a different wave. Like, niggas wasn't on yet. He was always pushing to do something better. Because I remember, like, to this day, I was in class in high school, and he was coming in there to get his paperwork signed and do, like, homeschooling or whatever it may be, or what's that called? Internet school or something on the way he was doing. But he was like, bro, I'm taking this music shit for real. Like, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, have more time for my music and do other shit.
Yeah.
Cause I could just think about that nigga. That's not, he ain't
he was
really
serious about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like he ain't finna be bullshitting around, bro.
Mm-mm.
Like, imagining him sitting in school all day. Like, he did go to school for nursing and stuff, but
yeah, he wasn't going to do that for me. About it.
On me. That's what I'm saying. Like, he wasn't going to be doing that school shit for too long because that nigga wanted to get to that music.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He moved to New York. Think about that, bro.
For real.
So I'm saying, I feel like he was just always ahead of everybody. And that's why I feel like, me personally too, I feel like that me doing the podcast stuff, I was like, I'm trying to catch up to him, get the connections he got.
Yeah.
Be on his type of grind because he's different.
Yeah, he definitely motivated me to want to do my own things too. Yeah.
He motivated all of us to do something. We was around him, it was like we was with low-key a celebrity. That nigga was doing his shit, bro. He really was.
Made other people feel like they could be whatever they want or do whatever they want.
Facts, bro. Facts. Yeah. That nigga was all about everybody eating, bro. But yeah, that's how I was thinking. I'm like, damn, it's been a year. This Sunday? An upcoming Monday. But yeah, bro. I ain't mean to start off like that. But hey, look, I just thought about this shit for a second, so I was like, might as well, you know, speak on him a little bit, bro. But what shit,
bro? Love him.
Every time we kick it, we talk about him. Every time I wake up, bro, every day I think about him, bro. It's just random, like. But I think about Makai too. Like, I think about all my friends that I've lost, and I be thinking, like, bro, what?
Just our brothers we grew up with.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where would they be at right now? That's what I be thinking. Like, damn, what would they be doing? I have all these thoughts running through my head about them every day.
Because
that's one thing about Makai and LeVar. They both had that energy where you wasn't going to be sad around them. Them niggas had you laughing on accident or purpose. They just goofy naturally.
Yeah.
They just funny naturally. So, yeah, bro. It's about to be a year. So, rest in peace, my brother, bro.
For real. Love you, man.
Love you, bro. Me. It's all love. Always will be love, bro. Always will be. To the day I go. You know how I'm coming, bro. Let me go ahead.
So, how's shit going with you, man?
Good, bro. I'm trying to hold on. Bro, they took all his music off Apple Music, bro. Hold on, bro. I can't find any music. No, I'm dead ass, bro. Look, it's all gone.
For real?
Yeah. I might go on SoundCloud. All right, it's cool. We won't do that then.
Yeah, you might have to check SoundCloud.
Oh no, let me put that motherfucking pop a light. We gonna pop a light. Hey, rest in peace to my brother. But like I said, it's about to be a year since my brother was gone. You know, life fucked up. But I'm just happy we was able to experience him. You know what I'm saying? He got another one. Happy to know that. We got pictures and videos and memories of that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Lucky to know my man. One of a kind on Jesus, he a part of every one of us, bro. What'd he say?
We love the pop a lot, we love the pop a lot. Just like a Ruben, man, just like a 40 Glock. Let's go to whisper to me, yeah, I mean a lot. Oh, yeah, I mean a lot. Oh, yeah, I mean a lot. We love the pop a lot, we love the pop a lot. Just like a Ruben, man, just like a 40 Glock. Let's go to whisper to me, no, I mean a lot. Oh, yeah, I mean a lot. Oh, yeah, I mean a lot. We love the pop a lot, we love the pop a lot. Just like a Ruben, man, just like a 40 Glock. Let's go to whisper to me, yeah, I mean a lot. Oh, yeah, I mean a lot.
Bro, what's crazy, I remember going to that his album release party, that first one.
Oh, yeah.
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 You remember that shit? We pulled up, and he was paying at that parking thing. We actually, is that Newton Mays? Fucking with him. Turned around like, who the fuck is that?
Acting like some damn groupies.
You know
and
me,
shit.
Fucking with him. On me, bro.
And
that
that's
shit
when
funny.
He just got back, too.
Yep, on me, we ain't seen him in shit. Who knows how long.
For real. That was
shit.
A good time,
that shit like it was yesterday, bro. I remember you picking me up, and I remember we going to Walmart because you was wearing them clean ass jackets, and I was like, "Bro, you getting them from Walmart?" He's like, "Yeah, bro. I be ripping them. Just go buy another one.
Yeah,
that little puffer jacket.
Yeah, that niggas shit be got me warm.
Bro. Niggas be sleeping on Walmart fits on Jesus, bro.
Yeah, you know I had just cop a quick jacket, you know.
And we went. I remember you rolled a. I don't know if you rolled a. You rolled a blunt when we got there, smoked it, and we was sitting there waiting on me. And we went out and he was sitting there at the parking thing. He was trying to pay or do something. I don't know what he was doing. But we was like, is that new man? That shit was crazy. I remember listening to his album. I'm like, bro, this is wild.
Yeah. He's got a lot of good joints.
Oh, man. That's one thing you got to. Like, people don't really. I don't know if people really think about that nigga had a lot of music, bro.
Mm-hmm. And, like, music that he ain't even put out.
Facts, bro. That's what I'm saying. He had a lot of music. So, if you look at the music he got out, but on top of the music he ain't even released, he got so much music. But I think it shows to like what type of artist he was. You know, we were around that nigga. He always was spinning raps, always like thinking about shit out of nowhere, bro. Just started rapping and shit, bro.
Writing right in front of you.
On me, bro. Just random shit like that. That shit crazy though.
For real.
But yeah, bro. Rest in peace, my brother. It's about to be a year. I hate to even say that shit don't feel real, but about to be a year since bro was gone. Coming up this week, next week. But yeah, y'all gotta tap in though, and I want y'all to know, no matter what, you gotta don't take life for granted. You never know. Mm-mm. Don't take life for granted.
Live it to your fullest.
Live it to your fullest. Be on that grind.
For real.
You gotta hustle. But I swear, bro, ain't a day go by I don't think about that, bro. I think about that nigga every day because I was thinking, bro. I gotta get to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta get to it.
Little bro, my motivation.
Feel me? Yeah. But how you been, bro?
Shit. Going through it, living life, you know, trying to bounce back from shit.
Yeah, bro, I'll be feeling the same. Like, it's always something new every day.
For real.
But it's fine.
Can't do nothing about it. Just got to flow with the punches, you know.
Yeah, nigga. Gotta dodge them bitches for Mayweather, you know what I'm talking about? On me. Talk nice to me. Hey, shit, speaking of, since we already on this kind of, like, life shit, bro, my man DMX ain't hit the hospital fight for his life, nigga.
Oh, shit. Where my dogs at?
What the hood at? Bro, shout out to my God, bro.
Man.
That's crazy.
Hey,
think he gonna make
pray
it?
Pray for that, man.
You think he gonna make it? What you think? They're talking about he in, like, a vegetative state. Like, he, like.
For real?
Yeah, they're talking about, like, this nigga brain dead. That's what I read, but you never know.
Man, that's wicked.
It says, DMX in dire condition. His kids arrived to visit him in the ICU. And they got, like, 10 kids, I think.
Shit.
You hear me? So I don't know. What you think? You think he'll make it? I'm thinking he will, but I don't know. Because I'm like, if he brain dead.
Yeah.
They kind of already saying he gone, but they don't want to say it. It's probably just going to be whenever they pull the plug type shit. And I hate that. I hate that. But
for real.
That's not like what it's going to come down to.
That's wicked.
But moving on to some lighter shit. What did you think? Did you see that video of Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce, not what he do.
Okay, so he was here, I'll play it for you. You know, he's a reporter for ESPN now.
Yeah.
And ESPN's owned by Disney, obviously. But he was on here smoking a blunt and showing strippers.
What?
On his Instagram Live.
So they parted ways with
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. He wild for that one.
Yeah, he low-key wild, but it's like, I don't know. He living his life, though. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
that sucks, though. Like, you can't really be you on social media, you know?
Yeah. Here, I'll read the article.
He was a celebrity.
It says, it was the Instagram Live that had the internet talking, and it may be the reason Paul Pierce is now out of a job. The famed NBA icon became a trending topic days ago after his live went viral. In the clip, viewers watched out on as Pierce received a back rub from a woman in a two-piece bikini as an exotic dance is in the background twerking on the ground. It seemed that he was attending a private party at someone's home in Los Angeles. And after the clip went viral, the public taunted the sports commentator. That shit's hilarious, though. But he doing just, you know, nigga shit, bro. Niggas be at the strip club. Yeah. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? He's chilling.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just social media. You can't, like I said, you can't ever be you on there, you know. You got to fake it.
Yeah. But that's my thing. I'm like, bro, that's one thing I'm like, I never want to get to the point where I got to fake it for a company or for somebody else because it's like, you got to be yourself.
That's them trying to run you, like.
Yeah. Like, bro, he is from the streets, bro. Niggas go to the strip club, bro. You can't take the strip club out somebody, bro. Nigga, if a nigga... You know, went to strip club in their younger days. That's always gonna be in them.
Mm-hmm.
That life, or the money, the drinking, smoking, probably some Black and Mild, some blunts at the strip club. It's lit. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Just chilling.
But like Survive. You said, bro, I think social media. I think it's ESPN. Got to go by what social media doing.
Yeah, they got protocols and all that shit.
You feel me? Because if we keep
policies,
what you think? Any basketball player? Like, come on, now they all go to strip club.
All right,
here we go. So next on the docket, here we got Lil Wayne and Young Thug join forces in the studio.
Okay.
It says Lil Wayne and Young Thug haven't always had the best relationship. Over the years, they've had a rocky bond after Young Thug was accused of allegedly orchestrating the 2015 shooting of Lil Wayne's tour bus. The same year, Thug released his mixtape, Barter Six, which slapped. It did slap. which was titled after Lil Wayne's classic Carter mixtape series. Despite the rumored feud, Lil Wayne and Young Thug have joined forces in the studio on numerous occasions to create some bangers. Yeah, it says they're in the studio together. It says a video of Thugger and Tucci in the studio together has impacted a few rap blog pages on social media. What you think? You think it's going to be heat?
I think anything with them two is fire. I mean, Weezy already the GOAT. Thug always got the hits, you know?
Yeah, but my thing is, bro, I don't know. I feel like Lil Wayne low-key just be bullshitting now in his raps, though.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. The way music is right now is kind of weird. It's in a weird spot.
Why you say that?
It don't got that energy, you know, like how the 2000s were. Like,
yeah. Do you think it all sound the same?
No, I think it's just headed towards a different direction, you know. Like, people are trying to, like, upgrade their music. Like, I don't know. It's just going to take some time getting used to, I guess.
Yeah, of course. That's what happens with anything, though, as you're moving on for something. We're hitting these topics quick, too, because I'm just trying to think of... I have a hot new hip-hop up. I'm just knocking out these stories, trying to figure out some different stuff to talk about, because there's just so much shit going on right now. Oh, yeah, Kodak Black, they had a drive-by. He was at a...
He always in the shootout, man.
Bro, ain't he? But, okay, but that's...
Getting caught up with some straps.
Okay, let me ask, though. What you think that is? You think that's... you think he should stop entertaining the street life?
I don't know. He just don't need to be involved with any of that.
So you think he need to, like, just quit playing games with the streets?
Yeah.
But see, people say rappers who kind of, like, they rap about certain shit, but they don't live it. You can't believe they raps and it ain't.
Yeah. But he already up there. Like, he don't have to do that.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, he's already solidified, you know,
yeah,
to the streets. So he ain't got to really prove nothing.
Yeah. But I feel like these rappers feel like they got to prove something. I don't know who they're proving it to. But
yeah. Who knows, man?
I mean, think about what happened to King Von, bro. Like, they said that nigga, they was chilling. That was a good night. They was celebrating something. I think his album, I don't know what it was. And he ran up on a nigga that he had, an op that he had beef with, and started fighting with that nigga. Like, did he have to do that? No. But he looked at that nigga like an op, so he's like, I got to do it. But it's like, you really don't. Like, who are you doing it for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's
just pride getting in the way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, you really can't tell. Like we said, we can't really take the streets off somebody, though. We really can't.
You can't.
Did you see that clip of Lil Wayne? He said, you know that famous line he got, like, you better use a latex or you get that latex?
Yeah.
He said he don't remember spitting that bar.
For real?
I was watching the video. Somebody
that repeated it. That shit was the hardest shit ever on that track.
He said he don't remember. He said, I spit that? And I'm like, is this nigga trolling? Or he fucking? But, like, he really don't remember.
That's crazy.
I don't know if he fucking around or
that
what.
That nigga has dropped a lot of music, though. Like, that nigga got so many mixtapes.
Think he may have just forgot that bar?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to keep up with a lot of music. Like, you gonna forget some bars and shit.
Yeah. I don't know, though, bro, because I'm thinking that, like, that specific bar, though, was so popular, and it's so hard. That's one of his hardest bars he's ever spit.
Yeah.
So there's no way he forgot that motherfucker, but I don't know. Like you say, he do make a lot of music. I just don't believe that he just don't remember. Like, I don't know why. I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really fathom that you write that line. That shit is heat. And you telling me you forgot that motherfucker? I don't believe it. I don't. He gonna have to prove that to me that he don't believe that shit. I don't know how, but. All right, next, we got Wiz Khalifa. My man Wiz Khalifa been hitting these motherfucking bongs on Instagram. What you think about that shit? You think we're going to get to some futuristic smoking?
Shit, we're already on it.
Yeah, but I mean, this is fairly still new. I mean, this is like 2 or 3 years old. The bongs are. Yeah. The bong company that makes these, I think. I think it's Stud and Glass who originated it. What you think, though? I mean, like, I feel like that kills the vibe. Like, that's not like a smoking vibe. I could be wrong, though.
Maybe just that quick, you know?
Yeah, like wake and bake or something in the morning.
Yeah. That's wicked, though. I don't think I could do that.
Fuck no. That nigga crazy. don't know. You think at some point he's gonna be like, "Fuck, I can't smoke no more." That nigga smokes so much.
I don't know. Shit, you see how Snoop is?
Yes, that's true, bro. It's true. I don't know, bro. Like that, at some point, I'll be like, "Fuck this, I'm done."
That's how I be. Like after, if I smoke more than like two blunts, I'm like, "Fuck, nigga, I don't want to smoke no more."
But okay, but you've given, you stopped a couple times, didn't you?
Yeah, just because I needed to get rid of that feel, you know.
Yeah, like you took breaks.
Yeah.
Like, I just think we're, I don't know, bro. It's just the quality getting better. It's gonna be more fucking growers and shit locally here. I'm talking about more dispensaries, more growers. Quality getting better. Like it just keep evolving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, at what point is it gonna get to the point where it just caps out? Like it's like no more.
Shoot, I don't think it's gonna stop. No telling.
I don't think it's gonna stop. But I just be thinking like, damn, bro. Like, this can't get no more gas than this. This shit's strong than a motherfucker.
Who knows? People just going to have to take some tolerance breaks.
You know what I'm saying? Have to. And them hard, too. But you got to sometimes.
Shit. You see they got, like, the, what, 1,000 milligrams and shit?
Yeah, on, the, on like, edibles and shit.
Yeah, that shit's wicked.
You took it? No, you never taken 1,000, have you?
I took, I think it was 250 milligrams. And that shit had me trying, like, that made me never want to take an edible ever again.
There was one time you was high, like, I think you took a piece of an edible that had 1,000 or something.
Oh, you talking about those muffins?
Yeah.
It's weird, because I did not get that, like, when I ate those muffins, I did not get the that same feel like when I had ate my last edibles. Like, I didn't have a bad trip.
With the muffins you did?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Like,
okay.
I felt good, relaxed. Like, I felt high as fuck. But when I ate these 250 milligrams, it made me feel, like, sick.
Like, anxious and shit?
Yeah, nauseous and shit.
When was this?
Shit. I think it was, like, last year during the winter.
You took 250?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion. Some people eat this shit like nothing, but that's a lot.
Because I've ate, like, 100 and I think the, is it 150 or 200 milligram that's up from that?
Yeah, I don't know how it go, to be honest.
Me neither.
But
that shit had me feeling all right. But then when I got this 250, like, nigga, that shit had me turned.
That time that you took a bite of that muffin, I remember seeing you the next day and your eyes are still blushing. Yeah. Really, you look caked. I said, bro, you still high? You said, yeah. That's horrible, bro. I've never had that happen where I'm high for
multiple
days.
It's like a weed hangover.
I don't like that shit. That shit lame.
Be having you drowsy and shit.
That shit is not for the weak, bro. Because you get tired of it at that point. Like, bro, make it stop.
Yeah.
Like, make it stop, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't got to worry about that with alcohol. I mean, you can't be drunk for a couple of days, can you? You'd have to drink a fuck ton to be, like, sick drunk.
I don't even like drinking. I don't never try that.
Drinking? You used to drink a lot, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Back in them 40 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't party like that no more.
We used to party like we was fucking grown-ass adults, bro.
For real.
So one day we'll tell the stories, but we can't tell them now. One of our brothers are op, so we can't tell. He the police, so we can't. We can't speak his name on here because he the police. But we got some wild stories, bro. Wild stories.
For real.
Like a hangover type movie type shit. Fuck, I make a movie out there, be like a documentary, nigga.
For real.
That's some wild shit. You wouldn't believe, bro. You wouldn't believe. Some good old days, though. That's one thing I'll be mad, bro. I'll be like, not that I want to go back in time, like change something. I just be like, damn, I really wish. Because when we get grown, bro, you can't do that shit no more.
You got responsibilities.
Yeah, like you can't do shit. I'm like, bro, I miss them days. We ain't had no fucking responsibilities, bro. Because when we was kids, we didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Go to school the next week and tell about it.
Oh, God. Everybody be like, I seen your Snapchat. Me and you used to be lit on Snapchat, though.
Yeah.
Our Snapchats used to be the place to be on the weekend. It had to be, bro. We used to Snapchat everything. Shit that we weren't supposed to be putting on there, putting it right on there for everybody to see. Oh, me, bro. We didn't give a fuck back then. That's the Almighty Cooper when I first came out.
For real.
We was on that bitch dancing, drinking, smoking, give a fuck. In them days, bro. That shit funny as hell when you think about it. But shit, bro, what you been on lately? Like what's your mindset like? Like what you trying to get to? Where you trying to go?
Shit, the bag. But shit, I don't know. I'm trying to get my money up, hopefully start some. Trying to get this photography shit going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get me my own little spot, you know.
You one nigga I know that you be going through it though, and you keep your head up. So that's one thing I respect about you.
Yeah, trying, man. You know,
you be keeping your head up.
Just gotta keep fighting.
I guess I mean like, it's important to have that mentality because if you don't, you're just gonna get knocked down. You ain't gonna never get up.
Yeah.
Cause life will come at you hard, and you'll be fucked up sometimes. But I always had that mindset like, this too shall pass. Like this is all temporary. If it's bad, it'll pass. Even if it's good. Mm-hmm. It's gonna pass too. And that sounds like, I guess, negative in a way, but you gotta look at that like, life ain't always gonna be good, ain't always gonna be bad. Shit's just gonna pass. You gotta keep rolling with the punches. Like you said earlier, she gotta be Floyd Mayweather with them punches, bro. You better duck and dodge, mm-hmm. bro. Keep them fists up though. That's the thing. You gotta keep them fists up. Be ready to swing back.
Always have a plan.
I have a plan, bro.
Have a backup plan. Have something going, you know.
Them backup plans is important because life ain't always going to go the way you think.
Mm.
Some random shit will happen. You be like, oh, fuck, I didn't expect this to happen. Shit make you mad, too.
For real.
Make me heat it. Like, fuck this. Like, fuck all this, bro. I ain't been there, bro, with this podcast, bro. I ain't been like that before. I done been wanting to give up before. I ain't going to cap.
That's how everything is. You got to just gotta keep it pushing, you know. If you really passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, like, you're so passionate that it can get in your way sometimes. Like, yeah. I'm so ready to go and be passionate about what I'm doing and, like, push content out there. Mm-hmm. But then I have to slow myself down because then I get overwhelmed. And I be expecting too much out of myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to expect the best out of you, but at the same time.
It's just human nature, you know. The mind's crazy. It'll just have you stressing about everything, you know.
You don't want to push yourself to your limits. Mm. And be stuck like Chuck, nigga. Like, what the fuck going on? You know how many times I've been there, you done been there too, bro. When you just sitting there, like, you in your room, wherever it may be, you sitting there, and you like, what the fuck is going on?
For real.
Like, I'll be sitting in my room sometimes, and I just, certain shit be happening. And I'll be sitting there like, what the hell is happening right now? Like, this can't be real. Like, I can't even fathom it in my brain. This ain't happening right now.
It don't feel right. Your body don't feel right.
You feel like you're out of your body, bro. Like, it's like just
out of body experience.
It really is. When life is, like, really kicking your ass, it feel like you ain't even experiencing it, bro. It feel like you watching yourself go down this damn dark path or something.
Mm-hmm. It feel like, you know, that scene off of Get Out where he's falling in the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it feels, you know.
On me. Damn, on me. When he falls through that chair.
Yeah.
Yep. He feels stuck in that mug, too.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. That shit sucks. But that's what I'm saying. That stuff builds you up to make you stronger. And you got to, like I said, no matter what, though, you got to keep pushing. Because if you don't, nigga, you're going to be falling through that black hole forever,
up,
nigga, on me.
You're going to get ate up by life.
You're going to be sitting there forever, bro. Can't wait. That's why I'm glad I started this podcast stuff when I did, bro, because I feel like if I would have waited, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. That's one thing people don't understand. You can talk about it. You can think on it, but you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, nigga, somebody else going to do it, or you're never going to do it and just keep having the excuse of, oh, I could have, I should have, I wish I would have, but it's like, no, you got to do. Because if you don't go get it, bro, somebody else will. Or it's just going to be left behind.
You be in last place.
You be in last place, bro. You're left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You was at the starting line like everybody else. They shot the gun off. You didn't run.
Yeah.
You sat there and watched. Niggas done lapped you like 3 times. And you still trying to jog your way through that motherfucking finish line. You better sprint. You better sprint. Oh, me, bro. You better be sprinting all times because you never know what can happen.
For real.
Fucking shoelaces come untied. Legs start cramping. You're going to have a lot of little fuck-ups. Mm-hmm. You got to keep running, though, nigga. Run, Forrest. You better run, goddammit. Sometimes I be thinking, bro, I ain't got no shit. So I should be doing shit. I be saying shit. People be saying it to me when they be watching my clips and shit. They be like, bro, you are so funny. And I'm like, I'm like this all the time. Yeah. It's just a camera on me.
They don't know.
They don't even know. Mm. Like, the shit I say off camera be way crazy. me and you just be sitting there. Me, this one thing I respect about my man John, bro, and this is why he's always be my brother. Because you and Brick specifically, bro. You, Brick, shit, my nigga Dante, several niggas I got in my life that I can sit and have an hour to 2-3 hour long conversation with you about life and about damn near anything. And we just chopping it up about shit we going through, our ambitions, our goals, shit we got going on, just random shit. But it's like 3-4 hour conversation. We ain't even doing nothing, bro. Like, you know how many times me and you would sit in my living room till 3-4 a.m. in the morning, bro, just talking about any fucking thing, just chopping it up about life and what we want to do and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, them conversations are important.
Those are needed, yeah.
They're needed, bro. Because we all, like, I feel like we live on this constant, like, cycle, and we're just used to what we're doing. We're just always talking about bullshit, always talking about social media, dumb shit going on in the world, but we ain't ever talking about real life stuff. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about no ambitions, no goals. We ain't talking about real stuff going on, realistic reality. We talking about a bunch of bullshit. Talking about basketball, the NBA, which is just random shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool to chop it up about it, politics. But it's like politics, stuff that really don't matter when it comes down to it. Like, yeah, it matters, but when it comes down to it, you still got to wake up every day. You still got to get to that grind. You still got to do what you need to do in your life to succeed. To survive. So I be like appreciating them conversations when I have them with you, Brig, Dante, anybody, any of my friends. Because I'm like, bro, you don't get this all the time no more.
Yeah, they're important. You really don't.
Cause I feel like,
I find those type of people in your life.
Cause imagine if you don't have them.
Yeah.
Cause like, let me say it like this. Not that it matters what other people believe. Like, if let me repeat that. It doesn't matter really if people believe in you or not. But at the same time, it's refreshing when you do have some goals and ambitions and shit, and you can share them with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you can do that.
Get their input.
Yeah.
Y'all can share.
Exactly. How can I help? What do you need? Oh, bro, you could definitely do that. Like, when I'm telling you all the stuff I wanted to do, you're like, all right, bet, bro. And you opened up notebook, drawing stuff up, helping me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we could definitely do this, work together, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Imagine not having that. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to keep all that shit to yourself, which is cool. Some people can make it on their own with their own thoughts and shit. They ain't got to need no input.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's refreshing to have your niggas that believe in you, too, and your people around you believe in you.
Just want to give a hand, you know.
And that support.
Support, yeah.
Because, shit, some people ain't mentally built to be able to support themselves.
Mm-mm. Or know how to support others, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Niggas get envy, like, fuck. Damn.
Yeah, selfish.
I mean, like, it's weird, and that's weird to me, because it's like, that person that is envious is thinking to themselves.
Yeah.
I don't want them to make it.
It's just weird, you know? People is wicked.
Like, imagine thinking that shit. Like, I don't want that person to make it. I don't want that person to succeed. That's some evil shit. Mm-hmm. That's evil, bro. That's evil as fuck. It's different when you talking shit about somebody, about the way they look, they dress, how they are or something. But if you, like, legit in your heart don't want to see somebody win, I think that is just some evil.
It is.
Something wrong with you, bro. Because you want to see everybody win, no matter who it is.
Yeah, you just wish bad on everyone.
Yeah, like, I'm not lying to you. There's people I don't fuck with, I don't care for, I don't like. But I be seeing them do shit with themselves and with their lives. And I be, nigga, hey, I'll clap it up, cuz. Like,
yeah.
I'm good, bro. I'm happy for you.
Gotta give respect at the end of
the day. Gotta give you that respect. I don't fuck with you. Don't care for you. Don't like you. I don't like you, your mama, your daddy, nobody, bitch. But you know what? I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you winning. Just because I know of you, I know who you are, and I kind of know your story, I still don't fuck with you, I still don't like you, but shit, you out here winning, I gotta respect it. I got to. Because what I look like hating, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you just hating the hate.
Just can't let that pride get in your way. You gotta clap, clap somebody, you know?
I feel like pride is the number one killer, though, for everybody.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, when it comes to damn near anything, especially relationships and shit like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Pride can eat your ass up, bro. Just think about this shit. Like, how many times you supposed to probably apologize, but you just didn't do it because it was like, no, I'm too proud.
And that feeling sucks too. Like, you don't know. Like, even if it's not your fault, like, you gotta apologize. Like, I don't know.
No, you're right though. Even if it ain't your fault, you apologize out of the fact of, like, no matter what, when it comes to relationships, two people have to start, like, you have to have two people to argue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you did something wrong at some point. It may not be as, like, bad as the other person or drastic, but at the same time, you had your part in something you did, whether it was not reply the correct way, respond the right way,
yeah,
react, whatever it may be, which is all the same thing. But if you didn't react the same way, maybe to something, or you said something correctly, you didn't communicate correct, something.
And that's the thing too, like, that sucks. Like, you could get upset with somebody because they don't think the same way as you. Like, they would have known to do it the way you want, you know?
And I don't know, like, it's so complicated. Boy, you interesting bringing it up, because I'll be thinking that shit too, like.
Like, getting a response you would think as somebody. Because they're not knowing to respond like that. They're just being them. It's like, it's just human nature, you know?
Exactly, and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get frustrated. Like, I get frustrated anyways. I had an issue all the time because it's like, if I was in a position, I would do this and this and that.
Yeah.
Or I would reply or respond like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to take a step back and say, well, you're not me.
Yeah.
And you weren't raised like me. You don't act like me. Nothing about you is me.
Mm-hmm.
You're a whole separate human being with your own thoughts, ideas, and everything.
Yeah.
So you're going to reply the way you were taught to reply.
Yeah.
So I can't get mad at you. But at the same time, the what you're thinking or doing is fucking frustrating the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's weird, man.
It's like, it's just irritating. But I'm like, is that what it comes down to? Like, at the root causes, this person doesn't think like me, so it pisses me off.
Yeah.
But that's not rational. That is not rational at all.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's crazy, brother, because I be thinking that shit all the time. Like, what this person thinks or says is really making me fucking mad, bro.
And then you're like questioning yourself. Like, am I overthinking? Am I overreacting? It's just, I don't know.
But see, that's why I be thinking, like, am I being manipulated?
Yeah, that too. Like, you got to watch out for that.
Yeah.
And that shit is scary, bro. Like,
you know what I call it? I call it mental gymnastics.
Yeah,
I tell people all the time.
That's what it is.
Like, you're playing, I feel like every day you're playing this mental gymnastics game with everybody, family, friends, everything, because it's just mental gymnastics. You're just playing around with shit. I know that don't sound all the way right, but, like, when you really think about it, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like you just said, say you get mad at somebody for something. Then you be like, damn, am I tripping? And then they say whatever they got to say back to you. Then you start thinking about what they said. And it's just like a fucking rabbit hole. It's just constant thoughts.
Yeah.
Of like, what the hell is going on? What am I thinking? What are they thinking? Why they think that? Why I think this?
Yeah.
And it's like, then I'll be thinking, like, damn, am I getting manipulated? They got me questioning what I'm thinking.
Yeah. <you're> like, second guessing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It is mental gymnastics.
Because manipulation, bro, you can be manipulated. It's easier. Like, I'm stuttering. I'm slipping up on what I'm saying. I'm trying to think fully. What I'm trying to say is people can manipulate you easier than you think.
Yeah. And sometimes they can't, like, tell either, too.
Yeah.
The manipulator, you know.
Like, they're manipulating you on accident? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Like, okay, say you're telling your girl so-and-so, like, we're going to be good. Like, we're going to work on it and all that. Like, but at the same time, you could be bullshitting, like, it'll never get good for y'all or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, you're talking up a good game because you're hoping, like, shit does turn out good, you know?
Well, I think that's just a part of being toxic. But they're not meaning to be toxic.
Yeah.
Me and you've had these talks before, too.
Yeah.
Where I be telling you, bro, it's like, sometimes I gave Big John this analogy one night. I said, bro, I said, sometimes in life, I said, imagine going to Disney World. Oh, me, that's what I said. Hey, if this don't make sense, it don't make sense. But I remember saying it, and it made sense at the time. I was like, imagine going to Disney World every day and getting on the same ride every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're choosing to do it. Imagine paying all that money, taking all that time for travel. Like, I was being that dramatic with it. I'm like, bro, imagine everything you got to do to go to Disney World. You get to Disney World, and you go every day for a whole week, and you get on the same ride every time. Disney World ain't going to give a damn. They're going to let you do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, go ahead, nigga. You paying us the money. You did everything. So keep on getting on that ride, nigga. We don't give a fuck. So I feel like with toxic and manipulating people, I don't say they don't care, but it's like you keep coming back.
Yeah.
Bet. Like, you keep coming back into my life, or you keep being around. I'm gonna keep manipulating and playing with you and just treat you like a toy, because that's what it is, like a game to them. I don't know if that makes sense all the way, but no.
Yeah, I definitely get it.
Because I told you it's not, and it ain't even intentional sometimes. It's just, that's how they built, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people don't want to take into consideration how much family trauma and the way you're raised goes into somebody. Like, it really can affect you for the rest of your life. And to undo all of it, it takes a lot. Mm-hmm. And it takes more than a few relationships, a few people. It takes a lot of therapy, in my opinion, and a lot of life-changing shit. Like, somebody, like, has to really do something to you to really wake you up. You
gotta, like, reprogram.
Yeah, because it's like we're computers at the end of the day, like our brains. It's about programming. You gotta reprogram somebody's brain, damn near, to get them to get all that shit out of them, all that toxicity and all the manipulation, all that shit that they normally are used to.
That's why you go through heartbreak, man.
Heart been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. What you say? Mama in my heart on my sleeve. Hey, is that when I keep my heart on that heart on that? Cause I can't breathe. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck the words he's saying, but shit. Fuck it. I know the chorus though. Yeah. I know the main part. Hey, he's talking on that bitch. He is talking. Anyways, my fault. That's what I'm saying. I think sometimes heartbreak don't even help. That's what's crazy.
But I think it's like a form of reprogramming, because, like, I don't know.
Like, I lost this person, so I need to change?
Yeah.
But some people don't think they're the problem.
Like, it's like making you mature more, you know?
Yeah, but some people,
you had to go through that.
I just think some people don't listen, though. Mm-hmm. No, you have a point. Don't get me wrong. I didn't mean to cut you off for that. I just, like, I'd be thinking that, like, oh, maybe if heartbreak or heartache, whatever it may be, will change this person's mind. But at the same time, some people don't think they're the problem. And even if they do think they're the problem, they don't know how to fix it. So they just stay stuck.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but some people don't get it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the easiest way to explain it. Some people don't get it. But then again, it goes back to our normal fucking point. Is that person really toxic or manipulating, or am I tripping? Am I thinking to myself, that person needs to think like how I'm thinking? It makes me mad that they're not. So since they don't think like how I think, they must be toxic. Because we, as human beings, naturally think that everything we come up with in our brains is right. And it's good and valid and not toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we could be the toxic motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You know how many times? I sat down with a therapist one time. And I'm looking at her in her face, bro. And this is how you know some people are not. Even though she was a therapist, she was just not on the level of thinking I was. Not saying I'm some top level nigga or nothing. Yeah. Intelligent ass person. But I was just telling her, like, I'm having an issue of when I have a problem with somebody, specifically in a relationship, I question myself on if I'm being manipulating or if I'm being toxic. And it's hard because that person could legit be doing something wrong. And I know it's wrong, but I'm still questioning myself off of my past. Because I've had multiple girls I've been with tell me, oh, you're toxic or you're manipulating. I've had multiple other therapists tell me that. So I'm in a new, fresh mindset now. So I try to think very open and broad. You know what I'm saying? I try not to think one thing. So if I'm mad at somebody I'm dating currently, I think to myself, damn, am I tripping? Am I being toxic? Am I being manipulated? So it's hard because it's like I'm fighting with another person, but I'm also fighting myself. And this therapist looking at me like she didn't know what the hell I was talking about. It's like
you already got it broke down. You just
I need you know,
it's hard to explain. Yeah. Like, you need somebody like to put this shit together to give you like an answer.
Yes, and she just sitting there looking at me dumbfounded, like I'm speaking Spanish, nigga.
That's how I would feel if I talk to a therapist. I'm like, damn, I might be too much for these people.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm trying to say. And I want to tell everybody who hasn't been to therapy though. There's therapists that have gotten me 100%. Like, I leave their office like, nigga, bet. But then there's some therapists I've ran into, bro, where I'm sitting there like, you for real? You got a degree in this? You got a license in this? You sure? This is what you're doing for a profession? You sure? But then I'm like, well, fuck, hey, look, I ain't got nothing to do with me, shit. I'm just not going to go back. I'm not going to go back to you. But see, I just explained that to you. That wasn't that complex. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was sitting there like, she didn't have to help. I'm like, huh? I'm like, motherfucker, it's your job, nigga. She said,
fuck, I ain't never been through this.
She's like, this nigga tripping. Get him out of my office. Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm going to write this nigga a write-up for some meds.
Oh, me, nigga. Like, let me just get this nigga some meds. He ain't coming back, this motherfucker. That shit funny, bro. But yeah, bro, the whole mind, like, what we talking about, what we've been talking about, the whole mind thing is just so weird, bro. So complicated, so diverse, and just crazy, bro.
It's like a game.
It really is, bro. Even especially with relationships. I always tell people, you think you're good in life. You think you're good mentally. You think you're good. All right, bro, get in a relationship. That motherfucker will test you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if it's healthy relationship or not, it will test you. Because it's going to test everything about you. It's going to test who you are, what you are, what you thought you was, who you think you're going to become. A relationship will test all that.
Because,
again, you got another human being that has its own set of ideas, that has its own morals and values that are way different from yours. So you're going to run into a lot of issues that you didn't think were issues, and you're going to have that thought like, damn, something wrong with me? Something wrong with them? What the hell going on? Do I really want to be with this person? Do I, like, it's going to be a lot. It's the number one test, in my opinion. Because I feel like you learn from them a lot daily.
Mm-hmm.
But then again,
it just sucks when you're, like, really close with somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, family, friends, you know?
Yeah. Like, you talking about, like, dating your best friend type shit? Or you talking about just outside of relationship stuff?
Like, outside. Like, yeah, relationships, too. Like, just losing that part of them.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. I always feel like... This is weird for me, too. And I, like, with family, too, with family, it should be, like, with family, it's worse.
Yeah.
If you date somebody, you don't expect, like, you expect them to get it, but it takes time. Because it's like, I just met you, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
after the first 6 months for the first year or whatever, we ain't going to really get each other all the way. But after a couple years.
You haven't known me for, like, 20 years, like, for how my family knows
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly. So, when it's, like, a brother... Or a parent or somebody that's not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I ain't gonna lie, that is maximum of frustration and almost, I want to say, distrust. Because it's like, you're the one that's supposed to know me.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get this together because you're literally my blood. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, we know each other. There's love behind this. Yeah. It's all kind of shit.
We done been through it all.
Through it all. So if you're not getting it, this is flush, like this is making me motherfucking like, hella mad, bro. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I still got your back. I'm still gonna be there, and you're not guaranteed that with a relationship.
Yeah, you're not. But see, I want to say you're not even guaranteed that with a family. And I hate to say that, but like, a nigga like me, bro. Like I've had some issues with my family. Like I felt when shit wasn't going right, I really cut them off. Didn't talk to them no more. And that's fucked up and it's cold blooded. But it's like that's what I'm saying. If you're not getting it, then.
But at least with family, like, you could always go back and like, reunite that relationship, you know?
True. Relationships, you can't do that.
That shit is iffy, like, you don't want to go through that sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Relationships, you can't do that shit. But with family, you can. Until you do it too much, and then it's done for. I don't know, though. I was not expecting us to get in all that, though. Oh, shit, bro. But that's why I like when you come on, bro, because we be talking about some real shit.
Yeah.
It's cool to talk about the bullshit. Like, I know I was pulling up topics earlier. That was just trying to get some convo going. I don't even know how the fuck we got into it all this. But I was just trying to get some little convo going, bro.
It's all good.
Just to, you know, spark some convos about something. See, I didn't know someone, one of these stories is... And that's the thing, bro. I be on here talking about some of these stories, and I don't be giving a fuck about some of them. But some of them, I be really, like, they be real thought-provoking. Like, I really be thinking, like, the Lil Nas X shit, like, him sliding down the pole to hell.
You seen that shit.
Like, that had me really thinking about shit. Like, damn, bro. Like, can y'all be mad at, bro? I don't know.
That's him at the end of the day. I'm just not going to pay attention to it.
Thank you. That's my whole point. I be trying to tell people, you ain't got to see it. But he fucking, you know, with religion. He fucking with God, the Bible, and the devil and all that. So, you know that's going to start something.
Yeah, it's going to piss the people off. Yeah. Everything's going to piss somebody off.
That's true, bro. You can't do nothing to make anybody happy, nigga. Everybody be mad. It's fucking unbelievable. Motherfucker do anything, I'm mad. Like, what, nigga?
Oh, you gave charity $500,000? That's it? That's all you had?
You have $500,000 extra more. I know you do. Like, damn, nigga. it really be like that now, though. You dead ass right, bro. A motherfucker would donate $1 million. I looked at the net worth. They have $200 billion. Yeah. How the fuck did they only donate $1 million? That's only 10% of their income.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you go donate money then. The fuck real. Is you talking about?
Shit, I wish I had that type of money to donate.
It's like people have this expectation morally. Like, they think if they had that amount of money or they were in that person's position, they'd be doing all these fucking wonderful, fantastic things for the world.
Yeah.
But it's like in reality, nigga, if we're keeping it a band with you, if I'm keeping it 100% with these human beings on this motherfucking earth, we all could give something. Because me and you right now may think we ain't got a lot, but there's somebody that ain't got what we got. So like we might,
like, you may not have money, but you have your time. Like
something, bro.
That's where like community service comes in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have something someone else doesn't have that we can go give.
Yeah.
So why we don't go give it then? If I'm saying, if you always critiquing a celebrity or a millionaire or billionaire, saying, oh, they have all this money, they have all this, why aren't they giving back? Understandable. I understand it. Like, I understand the sentiment, I understand the thought, but at the same time, I be thinking to myself, who am I to count another man's pockets? Who am I to sit and say, this person has this amount of money, so they be giving this money? Like, nigga.
Yeah, like, this ain't enough.
Because in my opinion, bro, if we kill, like I said, we're keeping 100%.
Yeah.
Like, money is just made up. It ain't real. If we, I mean, I know that sound, but money ain't really real.
Yeah.
So if the government really wanted to end all debt and fix all the homelessness and all that, they could. So for us to put this responsibility on these random billionaires, millionaires, like, because even if they were to donate all their money and shit, it's not going to fix nothing. There's a system set up in America for people to fail and people to win. I mean, I don't understand
that's
why.
That's how money controls people.
And that's how, bro, the money is here to divide.
Yeah.
there's
it's controlling us.
Think like, about what this country is basically built off of: money and religion.
Yeah.
Guess what they do to separate everybody? Money and religion, class and religion, and race.
Oh, you don't have $1 million, you can't live here.
If you ain't this certain skin color, we don't want you doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't this certain
can't have
religion,
this kind of car, you ain't got this much money.
Thank you. Your credit ain't looking like that.
Yeah.
If you ain't this certain color, you can't do this. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of things.
You can't have these opportunities.
You can't have these opportunities, bro. Religion, race, and money. It's not that hard. It's like literally what this country, in my opinion, is built off of, and that's how they separate. Divide and do what, nigga? They finna divide and conquer this motherfucker. Everybody finna divide up, nigga. We be like, oh shit,
we all following along.
All
with
following
it.
With this shit. Cause think, bro, if you put everyone together as one, we legit could fix everything.
For real.
I don't like. There's a lot of things that could change in this world. Like, you ain't seen that Seaspiracy, have you? It's on Netflix. Basically, you know they push this narrative out in America that straws and plastic and all this shit is, like, killing the ocean. And killing, you know, fishes and, like, people. Not people. Fuck. Let me repeat that. They try to push the narrative that straws and plastic stuff is killing our animals.
Just sea creatures.
Sea creatures and shit.
Yeah.
Fishes, sharks, dolphins, all that shit, turtles, whatever. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But in reality, they say it's fishing nets because these big, like, companies go fish, you know, because people eat fish and shit.
Yeah.
And in, like, other countries, exotic, like what was it, shark, I think shark fin or something like that.
Yeah.
These are, like, exotic meals for people.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out and fish the shit, catch it, and they kill them, obviously, and they chop them shits up and feed them to people.
Mm-hmm.
But for expensive, like, it's expensive ass, exotic, you know, I won't say exotic. What's that word I'm looking for?
Just high price.
High price shit, like high value stuff. Yeah. Let me say that much. But they were looking behind, like, all these companies that were pushing this, like, you know, don't use straws and don't use plastic. All these companies that were pushing that were doing the fishing and shit. They were the one really killing the fish and killing the animals in the sea.
Yeah.
They were using fishing nets and shit. Big ass fishing nets that get, you know, somehow, you know, get ripped up or something in the boat and catching. Think about a net.
Yeah, this shit's huge.
Yeah, it's fucking, like, you know, trapping animals in the motherfucking killing them. And it's getting on people, getting on animals, fucking, you know, fins,
just
whatever.
Environments.
Yeah, nigga, imagine a turtle going in a goddamn fishing net. They're going to end up getting stuck.
Yeah.
So it's all these fucking sea animals dying and shit. And they try to say it's like plastic and straws, and they say to stop doing all this shit. But reality is, like, it's only like fucking some weird ass low percentage of animals dying due to plastic and straws. It's like mainly fishing nets. But behind these big companies that push all this shit is really the people who are doing the fishing and shit. So it's like all connected. And I'm like, damn, that's where everything, bro. It's not that, like, America has that set up, though.
Mm-hmm.
You got enough money, you're a big enough company, you got a lot of shit going on.
You can get away with anything.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm saying, imagine it's like, okay, let's use guns, for instance. It's like the company that makes guns also have, like, a little charity on the side that people don't know they're connected. Mm-hmm. They have a charity on the side to fuck, what am I trying to say? That shouldn't even make sense. I was finna go to. I'm trying to think of an example that make more sense. Imagine a condom company. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to get away that this makes sense. Fuck, what am I trying to say here? I don't know. You get what I'm saying, though. I'm trying to think, though. I think it has something to do, like, it's also with the meat industry, I want to say, too. That there was, I think it was What the Health, or one of the movies, they kind of did the same type of documentary where there was like a lot of these companies that push certain things,
mm-hmm.
like meat and the meat industry behind there are a bunch of companies that are like tied to certain stuff. It just doesn't add up, but they do it to make it look good. Does that make sense? I noticed that shit with like the prison documentaries too. Like a lot of these private prisons that like 7-Eleven and these random companies are connected to them. Which you wouldn't think, but behind closed doors they are. And they're doing shit that you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So let me say it like that. Like you know, some of these companies using this Black Lives Matter stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
But behind closed doors, they could be funding private prisons. Not that it's connected, but it's like that's kind of conflicting and it don't make sense.
Yeah.
Because who most of the people in these prisons are who? Black. And wrongly convicted and just random drug crimes and shit. Like, it just don't make no goddamn sense. But hey, you know, like I said, nigga, in America, what you can do, money, do what the fuck you want. But, all right, get the fuck up out of here. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I don't know what the fuck happened at the end, to be honest with you. Not when we was talking about the real life shit, but when I started talking about this C-Spiracy shit, I ain't gonna cap, bro. I went off into something else. I ain't into this shit. So just don't pay attention to this shit. I'll be thinking niggas don't listen to this far anyways. They probably do, but who give a fuck? I'm gonna start, like, I'll be saying it, bro. I'll be saying, like, one day I'm gonna say some wild shit that, like, will get me in trouble at the end of an episode just to see who listens to the whole thing.
For real.
Because I don't know. These bitches be hour long. I don't blame people if they don't. Shit. Anyway, hope everyone enjoyed this episode. My man John in the building, I appreciate you coming on, big dog.
Thanks for having me.
We're speaking some real nigga shit at the end, bro. Niggas better be tapped in. Oh, Nana. Oh.
Juana.
Hey, let me tell you now. Juana. Juana. Hey. How you gonna get me? Like, I don't know what that is. But yeah, man, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I know we talk about life, talking about some real nigga shit. So sometimes it's good to talk about them things. How you thinking about shit, bro? But I'll tell you this much. If you out, make sure you don't run into Joanna. Joanna. Hey, all right, bro. Hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Go follow me on Instagram, The Alexander Taylor Show. My man John B, we're going to get my man John back into the drawing and shit. Y'all niggas need something drawing. You better hit this nigga up. Make this nigga draw something.
Yeah.
We're going to bully you into drawing, nigga.
We going to get on it.
All right, bro. Hope everyone enjoyed this episode. We out.